Blog Talk Radio.
Little Alice, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little Alice, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hello, everyone, and today we want to welcome our fun and positive Thursday. I know a lot of you are having a little bit of trouble with your phones getting in the number, but what we want you to do is to hang on because these psychics are going to go wild. One of the fun things that we have about this show is we never know what's going to happen, but I want all of you guys to do know one thing I do know is we're going to be promoting the CDs by Linda Irwin today. So any of you put in psychicsgonewild.com, you'd stand a chance to win one of those wonderful CDs by Linda Irwin. So hang on for a minute while we get the two psychics together. Everyone gets their heads on and their happiness. I know there's quite a few of you on the phone. This is Jethro. I'm going to turn it over to Gina and Veronica here in just a minute, but we've got just a few minutes while we get everything together, and while we do that, we're going to listen to the wonderful and the funness of a song that I can pull out of here. Oh, we've got down today, we're going to play a little bit of Yuka Rose from Bali. Just so give me a minute.
So hard to bear, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Julie, baby, you are my flame. You give me fever.
Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, we got to it. It happened. We're here. It's Thursday. We are ready. And speaking of we, this is Jethro and his lovely two friends and ladies. I'm feeling really good. I want to thank that person and start out right away with our psychic healer, Dina Flanagan, was not only born with this gift, she has for over 25 years read for individuals and worked in the present and future past and helped other individuals with their lives, working with them on this not only healing gift, but also putting together a really unique way of using her psychic abilities. Those of you who know Dina, please check her out. We've got a new website out there. It's named appropriately, Dina Flanagan Psychic Medium. Get a hold of her there at .com and say hello to Dina. She's doing a lot. How are you, Dina, today?
I'm doing really good. It's a beautiful day here. And it's a great day to be on Earth, I guess.
Excellent. And with her, and not only out there being wild, but always being the fun one, is our new psychic Gone Wild fan, the one you keep writing about. And yes, you guys can do a video for Veronica, too. We have a contest this week, and we started out, and we've had 3 contestants already put in. Put in your favorite video of which psychic show do you want to listen to. Do you love Thursdays with Dina Flanagan, or do you love Fridays with Patty Negri? How about our new Surprise Saturday or Sunday with Melissa Berman? Maybe you like Gary Wimmer on Mondays. Jan Drake, you know, put in what you like. We've already had ones. And Peg Jones, let's not forget Peg Jones. Amy Kavanaugh already has a video, and we have a merman who made a video of Amy. He says that Amy is the best, and he's voting for her. The winner will receive some really phenomenal prizes from Psychics Gone Wild. I had someone write me yesterday, and he said, you know how much it costs to make a video? Yes, I do. It costs $5, the same thing that you would go and put down at McDonald's, probably without tax, because usually they're going to charge you for a drink and tax. But for $5, you can get one made or have done, and it's a contest. Please, you guys, we do this for fun. You can do it at home for yourself free if you have a computer that does it. Everybody can do this contest. I'm very much in looking forward to it, and if you've got any questions, write me and say, Jethro, I want to do a video of Veronica, and she's cute and adorable, and I love her little voice, and I just want to make her the best little psychic in the world, and I'll tell you where to go and help you get with them so that you not say where to go. You guys are so mean-minded. I'll tell you where to get your video done at a very nice $5, and you can have one to be in the contest. The fun thing is we need these videos out there, and you guys know why? Because this is how we do our work and our living and our faith and our path. So if a video comes up that says, Dina's rocking, and that video gets picked and people see Dina and they come to her for help, then Dina's doing what she does. And for you guys, it gives you a fun chance to help Psychics Gone Wild get a little wilder. So today I want to thank Tina Carroll for the video of Fridays is Out of This World with the help of Russell. Russell is a phenomenal actor, from what I gather, who did this video for her, and I want to thank him. It made me laugh so much. I probably, out of the 107 listens, probably 100 of them and 5 are mine. The other one is my family, because I sent 2 out, but I just want you guys to know that, you know, it just made me feel so good, and please, you guys, keep watching, keep listening, and that's how we'll pick our winners. If it's fun and people enjoy listening to it, we'll do it. Veronica, as I was starting to go into, and I got all these emails to me, Veronica Harrison is a Voyager Tarot Consultant. She's a crystal healer. She is a tarot coach and teacher of the tarot with over 10 years in the field. Veronica studied with teachers such as Katrina Wayne and James Wainless. And what I wanted to let everyone know that she works with not only Reiki, but she's also just a really good, profound, good musician. She is an individual that we love, and she's a certified healer. You know, and those of you who know and have listened to the show know that Veronica was, you know, born at birth with a disability. She was what I consider now, she's proven to be an ability. Veronica was born with the no sight, so she was a blind individual. She has worked with her empowering and her sight to bring you this gift. So when you guys ask me here, what should I do with this gift, I think you should work with what you get and make that gift stronger. Veronica, how are you today?
Doing well.
Tell everybody a little bit about you. They're always saying, who's the nerd girl? They know me and Dina. We're always ragged. You tell them a little bit about who Veronica is.
I'm a tarot reader, and I use tarot to assist those on their path by helping one to see things about themselves that they may have not seen, and helping one to shift things about themselves into a more healthier perspective.
Very cool. And we, you know, and talked about a little bit about the tarot. What is it about this? Me and Dina are both very fluent in it, but we have listeners who are new, and we always repeat. Tell them a little bit about your cards, and what why shouldn't they be scared of those cards? I've had people tell me, I saw the devil. You showed me death. Tell them a little bit about the tarot and what the cards work with.
Actually, the cards is not really tools to be afraid of. Usually if say the death card was to show up, for example, it's not actually a physical death. It's more about transformation and change. And I see the devil card as being a part of ourselves that we maybe are having a hard time with coming to understand. And I see it as I see actually the cards as a whole being a tool for enlightenment, and also I see it as helping one to see things about their own spiritual path.
That's excellent. And Dina, discussing this, we've got to go right into questions with you. I know we got a lot of callers, and we love you guys on the phones. Do us a favor. We're going to be putting Psychics Gone Wild. You know there's a room there in there, and so we're putting through numbers. That's how you guys get in. We've got people that have waited for half an hour to an hour. We will get you on the phones. We love all of you guys, and you first-time listeners know that is what we're looking at. We're looking at you guys coming in. Hear Psychics Gone Wild. Talk to Dina. Talk to, today, Veronica, and let them do a reading for you, and then check them out. You know, let's give them there. So we'll only do a few minutes of the question. We love you guys. It's not anything personal. It's just that we have so many listeners who want to get help. We want to help them. And what the really good part is, if you want a full reading or a half an hour, go to psychicsgonewild.com. And set it up. You can get a reading right now. Or now, Dina Flanagan. I'm looking here at Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com. And the other one for Veronica is findyourtruepath.org. And so we're going to turn around and grab a hold of those phones. And here we go. 505, you're live. Would you like to ask Dina your question? And Dina, take it from there.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I'll be quick. My name is Patricia, and I go walking in the morning every once in a while in this particular area, and I met up with a gentleman. We have not made contact, but I feel strong energy with him, and I wanted to see what you pick up on that. Is this someone that I'm supposed to meet? Without me going into all the details,
I feel like this person is from a past life with you. That's why you're feeling that energy or that connection. And so, it was put across your path for a reason. So, if anything, to say the least, I think you need to at least talk to this person. I'm hearing, Something that's supposed to get cleared up from your past will get cleared up. I feel like that you can be friends, at least on that level. That's what it feels like to me. From a past life, it felt like a deep connection, a deep friendship connection. And so I think there's something that needs to be said or done with this person that's going to clear that lifetime. That's what I'm feeling.
So there's something that I need to tell him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Something that you... But engage in a... Try to engage in a conversation, if you can, and see what comes of it. Because I feel like that something needs to be cleared up there.
Okay. And this will clear the past life situation?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I have said hello a couple times, and he seems very shy, but he always comes around when I'm there at that particular area where I'm walking. So I just have a funny feeling that he wants to make a connection.
Right. I think it's up to you to have to do that. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I think you're the one that's going to have to put your foot forward there and break that barrier, that ice. And I think once that happens, after a few times, I think then you're going to start to see clearly a little bit more why. But you're the one that's going to have to be the one to break that ice.
Okay. So this isn't a long-term thing. This is something that I need to just clear up right now from a past life and then move on.
Yeah, from this moment, that's what I see. But I feel like it's going to be a connection, so it's going to be good.
Okay.
It's a positive thing. Let's put it that way. It's a positive thing.
Well, that's good. I have a lot of positive things to say, so if that's what I need to do, I will do that.
Yeah, and I feel like this other person, I think in some way he feels that too, but he's not as open or in tune as you are. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like you've got to make the first move, because I feel like he just needs that push or that nudge. And he's looking, it's almost like he's drawn to you, he feels like that you're the one to He's not sure why. So subconsciously, you're the one to bring him to get that piece that you both need. But he just knows something. You know what I mean? Like, well, this feels like I'm supposed to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So he's attracted in a certain way.
Yeah, energetically, sort of. He just feels it from a subconscious level.
Okay. Very well. I will see what I can do. I'm shy myself, but I guess spirit will help me do that.
Well, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, and what have you got to lose, really?
That is true.
You know, don't even be worried about it. Don't be afraid of it. I'm seeing coffee or something, so maybe, I don't know, offer him to go to coffee or something.
Oh, okay. Good idea. All right. Yeah, I wanted to connect with you to see if my intuition was right on that. So, okay.
Yeah, I feel like you're right. It feels like a connection from the past.
Awesome.
Mm. So let us know what happens there.
I will. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And Veronica's going to tell you what she sees on it.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Veronica.
Hello. So I get that there's the part of you that is wanting to take this actually forward in a positive way, and I see it as a part of you wants to look at your own true vision. There is a sense of you wanting to learn to expand and grow as a person with the situation. So this also is an underlying sense of being able to see how things are able to actually turn around. For the situation, I see it as actually right now seeing the truth of the right timing of everything starting to come together. But I get that there's a part of you that is wanting to actually find a way to release fear. So have you felt like that you've had some sort of a fear moving forward?
Well, yeah. I mean, because I don't know this individual, and you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, he's wanting the connection as well, because I don't want to seem like a fool. You know, it's not easy just going up to somebody while you're walking and start a conversation. So, the easiest thing that I can do is just say hello and see what the response is. And so far, it's been positive. There's a smile. You know, he smiled back at me, so.
Okay, so it sounds like that there's a strong connection. I get that maybe you've known each other before in another lifetime. So this is maybe just a new phase of that continuation of where things left off in that other lifetime, which also looks like that there's a sense of actually feeling confident within yourself and also having a strong connection to learning about things that you have in common with each other. So have you felt like that maybe there is a way to feel more loved? Have you felt like love is something missing?
Well, I'm just discovering a whole brand new part of myself now after a long-term breakup of a relationship. So I'm discovering a whole different new area of my life, and I feel like a child, actually. I'm trying to get out there and have fun and just be, you know, nonchalant and easy breezy.
So it looks like that it's actually a new phase of reconnecting with love and what it was like for you. But this also is about being able to release any emotional attachments from the previous relationship and being able to see an opportunity for progress in your life. So it's about going with what you feel is comfortable, and this is actually a transition you're in. So it looks like this is about being able to nurture the part of your heart that's wanting to open up further for yourself.
Oh, yeah, I do feel that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel that he could be part of that puzzle, the piece of that puzzle to help me move forward, and maybe I can help him with whatever it is I need to help him. So, sounds wonderful.
So it sounds like it's definitely an exchange and being able to be an empath and having to actually, you know, approach it as something new, see it like you've never actually seen it before, and maybe things can start to look up for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
I have some advice. As far as the, I noticed you said that you have a hard time, like, just approaching somebody with conversation. I feel like that's part of what you need to learn. And so you need to just don't even be afraid of that. Men, women, whoever. So up to, this is what you need to start doing. Just get, when, in this part of this, your transition, you need to get yourself out there and just start living and start just having conversations with people. Me, I can talk to the lamppost. I don't care. Anyway, people, I don't matter. I talk to everybody. And so you need to just go up to this person and just casually open it up by like, well, hey, you know, this is a great place to walk, you know, what do you think? Mm-hmm. You know, something along that line, or the cliche of what a beautiful day, or, you know, something like that. But just open it up like that and just start to do this more with people. And it's going to get easier for you. Because really what I've noticed and what I know about people is once you offer them that no fear, warm, friendly, open up the conversation, man, that's what they want. And they'll just open right up to you. They'll open right up and feel comfortable, feel at ease, and then it just flows. So this is part of your transition that you need to do with just anybody, not just this man. But especially, don't be afraid to go right up, because you're only going around, you know, once pretty much in this lifetime right now. So as long as you're not hurting anybody, there's nothing wrong with just going up and having a casual conversation. People love that. They love a smile. They love a compliment. You know, start with a compliment. Anything like that to make their day. It makes their day. It puts a smile on their face, believe it or not.
Yeah, I've started to do that at the grocery store. But it's just this individual that I just need to figure out what it is that I need to say. But I will. I'll get the ball moving.
A little shy around this one, yeah.
As a guy, I got to jump in here. We're going to drive you. She's going to go, I'll never call this show, but I love what you ladies are saying, and we do. And I know I've got people behind going, oh, my gosh, but you brought in a good subject, and I do agree, and I love the fact of that. I think it's very much what you said, you know, and it's that same way. Most of you guys don't realize that even men, not only me is sensitive, but my brother's friends, and I have, as you guys know, a lot of public. I'm very sociable. Men, one of our biggest discussions is the fact that it's a very awkward time with it. But like you said, the eye contact, and I agree with the ladies. Give him the contact, tell what, and you for calling in and being the first one we could get through today with all of our phones acting crazy when we've got it. You won a Chakra Vivo healing sound by Gaetano Vivo and Anna Parbusio. This is from Italy. It's a Chakra Vivo healing sound CD. So if you would contact me at psychesgonewild.com and just let them know, you know, you can just put your area code if you're a little shy, or, you know, contact me at my phone number 928-284-0047, because you've won the CD, and we just need a snail mail to send it. But we thank you, and I thank you for calling in today.
Oh, thank you. That is beautiful. Thank you so much.
We love all of you. We love you, and they're pushing me. I got to go. We're going on to the next one. You guys, we talk about everything. We love it. And there you go. We also got a contest today. You guys, we need to have the two girls, Veronica and Dina. We have a tiebreaker on which one should get to be the parent of the baby turtle. We have sea turtles here. They're letting loose, and we had a contest between the host and hostesses from Psyche's Gone Wild and our guests put in who they felt. The contest right now is a tiebreaker between Jan Bach Drake or should we give it to the mermaid, Amy Kavanaugh? All of you guys that are putting in need to put in right now, and then with the tiebreaker, if you haven't sent in anything, then I'll have to ask Dina and Veronica, and with us three, we're going to have to come up with a winner. So you guys, please don't make us do it over the air. One of these lovely ladies is going to win a baby turtle. They're going to get to name it. It's going to be followed. We're going to watch and make sure the sea turtle's safe, and it's going to be let here loose, I think, in, here on Juneau Beach in Florida. I know that my turtle, Tampa Red, is doing very well. She's 31 pounds. She took after me. She's a big eater. So you guys, think about this. This was their contest, and we've got so many contests. We've got videos. We've got fun. Tell me, who do you think should be the parent? Write to PsycheGoneWild.com, and let's take another reading. We do love you guys. You know this is why we do it, but also this is what we need from you. We need your input. If you guys want to see us still here on Blog Talk Radio, start sending in emails and that. Yes, everybody's worried about it. We do do a newsletter. Once a month, you're going to find out what Gary's doing in Texas, why Dina is up in Maine hiding out with the lobsters, why is Veronica so attractive and cute, but she won't email you. If you want to get the Psyche's Gone Wild newsletter, that's what you get. It isn't anything bad. But if I don't hear from you and I don't get it, then I figure that you guys just want us to do free readings over the phone, and we'll have to unfortunately try something different, because we're here to help you too. 856, come on in. How are you, 856?
Hi, this is Laura. How you doing?
Great.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I was just wondering if you have any messages, spiritual messages for me for developing spiritually.
Well, I feel like you've been doing this for a while anyway. You know, it's not your first go-around. And, you know, so I feel like you do already, like, you already get messages through.
Yeah, I would say so. That's true.
Yeah. So they're saying that it's there. It's just you're not trusting it.
Mm.
So what they want you to do is start trusting what you're getting. Stop questioning it. Stop doubting it. And just let whatever it is come through. They also want you to do some automatic writing. Have you done that?
No. So I tried it, but nothing happened. I didn't keep going with it.
Yeah, you're blocking it. So if you break through that blockage, then let it be. Let just trust. Let go of that doubt, that fear. And when you sit down to do this, you know, do your protection exercises, and just let it come out. Let it come out. Also, there's another thing that you can do is daily. See, this is if you do this daily, these things, then you will start. It will just start to go natural. Every morning, do you have a tarot deck?
I do.
So pick a card. Don't look at it. Put it on your lap. Your hand on one side, the other side face down on your lap, and just go into your, you know, do some meditating and try to get what you get off that card. You know, it may be a color, it may be a symbol, a sign, it may be what's on there, it may be a number or a word, but it may be the meaning. So if you have a book, to see what the meaning is. So it may be any one of those things, you know. So do that every day, and it will come easy. Now, also, try to guess who's going to call you or get in contact with you pretty much every day. Try to guess what's going to be in the mail. If you watch game shows, Price is Right, you know, Let's Make a Deal, try to go along with it and try to guess the, you know, the right answer. All these things will help you develop and improve your intuition, because you already have it. It's already there. That's what they're telling me. You just now have to just trust it. And if you can find a friend to work with, that's even more powerful. You know, maybe do some intuitive readings on or something along that line. That's really helpful. So you might want to try and find, you know, find somebody that you can work with like that. Also, do you do energy work?
Yes.
Because they're saying you just do some more of that. And when you get to have some done, ask for the blockages and the fear to be cleared out. And see, it's all a matter of you have the power, you have the tools, and you do, I can see it. It's just trusting, clearing out old stuff, you know, the blockages that are blocking you from it, which is basically based on fear. And then the other half is past life stuff or whatever. So once you can do all that, it's just going to start flowing, which I feel like it's not much for you. You know what I mean? It's not long. It's not a whole, it's not going to be really long and painful to get to that point. You're already there. You're just not trusting it. That's all you need to do. That's what your guides are telling me. Also, do you have a grandmother that passed on?
Yes, I do. Both sides.
This one, I think, is your mother's side. They're showing mother's side. She's with you quite a bit. Does she have some gifts?
I'm not aware that she would have, but
well,
we're
not
Celtic on her side.
Celtic?
Yeah,
that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like it's coming from that side. I feel like she had the gift. Now, back in that day, they didn't show it like this, you know, like we're reading. It was more about being intuitive. I felt like she was intuitive. She could feel people, you know, read people in a sense, what kind of person they were. So that's what I feel like. But she's with you quite a bit trying to help you along that path is what I'm feeling.
Oh,
she tries to get a hold of you, too.
She what?
She tries to get a hold of you, too, you know, whatever, send you messages or signs or what have you.
I get feathers quite a bit.
Yes, yeah, feathers, yep. So that's what she's saying, to just keep it up, because eventually, if this is something you choose, you'll be helping lots of people with it. You know, once you push past the block. Yeah. But you have to push past the block. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to a spiritual event actually on Saturday and another one on Sunday, so I'm working towards it. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, don't give up on that path because you're almost there. Yeah, I mean, you're there. You're just not trusting you're there, if you know what I'm saying. So
I
now
do.
You want to develop it further so that you can really enhance it, you know. So that's where you have to go with it.
Okay. Sounds great.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Veronica, what do you have for her?
All right. I actually get that there is a feeling of you have had a situation where you've had a hard time being consistent with your intuition, and I get that on some level that you felt stressed about that. But also this looks like that you're able to get past that. On the emotional level, I get that this is about being able to release expectations. So maybe you're searching for a particular outcome, but you're having to be also open to what your guides are telling you, because I get that you want to assist others out in the community. So does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This also looks like this is also about being able to use the tools within yourself, which is trusting your intuition and also being able to see the information you get through your dreams. And in this process, I see it as being able to assist you in helping you to grow and to bring back things of a more intuitive nature. But I get that maybe there's a part of yourself that wants to channel. Have you felt like that you've had other people in your family that have had intuitive abilities as well?
No.
No?
No, I thought that. Never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's 1990.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe then this is actually about a past life. Maybe being able to explore past lives might be a way to also feel more connected to where your intuition kind of, almost like it sort of got turned off. Does that make sense?
Well, it does in a way, because several years ago, they used to wake me up in the morning hours, and they would shout my name so loud, and I kind of got a little upset about it, because I don't like to get woken up like that, and they kept doing it, and it was like somebody screaming in your ear. So I think I shut it down because it was just so abrupt. And I wake up very softly. I don't need somebody to scream in my ear like that. And I never understood why they were so loud but eventually that stopped. And I think I'm responsible, and I actually ended up shutting it down.
Okay.
But when they come to communicate with me, they send me images now. But it's not like I get them a lot. It's only once in a great while. If they want, they want me to know, they find a way to get it across to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's not really consistent, but you're feeling like you wish that it was, so you could trust your intuition more.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
We thank you. We got to run. We hope that helped you. We love you dearly, definitely. 856. Get into psycheskunwell.com for those contests. We are taking a minute here just for silence for all of you who do know one of our best idols and one of the people that have been individually a spot in a lot of our psychic's life, and this conversation that we've brought up her name a couple times today. We would like to take just a minute, those of you who found out that Sylvia Brown passed away, a very phenomenal psychic. I do agree that we should let everyone know she did have 22 bestseller books. She was one of the most phenomenal, not only psychic, but individuals who worked with everyone in the community, such as Montel Show. And I'd like everyone to remember her and know that she's went on to the other level, because we got the news. I very much would feel that we should have, you know, those of us who are doing it, we're in Facebook or any places doing, you know, please say a word out, a positive, because Sylvia Brown, as all of us know, was one of the most inspiring psychics and one of the individuals who brought this out to television in a lot of areas. So my respect to her and her family. And just a few minutes here, we're going to just play a few minutes of music here in respect to someone who's gone now. Surely missed Sylvia Brown. Going on, this is Psychics Gone Wild. And speaking of wild, we are going a little bit out there. 803, how are you, 803?
How's it going?
Good. We welcome you. Would you like to talk to our two phenomenal psychics?
Sure.
What's your name?
Can you hear me? How are you doing? My name is Chris.
Mm-hmm. And your question, Chris?
You see any romance coming?
Is there someone you're interested in right now?
No.
Oh, because I feel like there's someone that's interested in you. There's someone in
really?
You around. Yeah, it's showing right around you.
Love you, Chris. That was good. He's like, really? that's sorry. That was funny that you said that was good. Yeah. Yeah, I feel it too. Go ahead.
In my town?
It's around you, so I'm guessing. Like, it's around your energy field. So it feels like it's close by. I feel like it's somebody that's interested in you that knows you. Has kind of showed you a little bit, but not really came out with it. Yeah. So you've had contact with this person, but anyway, this person, I think you'll start to recognize it soon. And this person is really interested. And if it's not something you're recognizing now, you will soon. So I feel like it's not too far away. I feel like this will all happen by March.
Okay.
So I feel like it's just around the corner, and you will something. It's going to come into your energy field a little more clearer, and
okay.
you this particular relationship will be a good one. Like it's gonna kind of more feed your soul more so than what you've been used to.
Okay.
I feel like you've had a string of I don't know empty. They feel like empty sort of relationships.
Oh yeah, it was bad. It was kind of bad this year.
Uh huh. And that's what it feels like. It was just like another one like that.
Yeah. It's like
yeah.
Get up
and, mm-hmm. But I don't feel like you. I don't feel like you have a hard time drawing them in. I just feel like that you're drawing in the wrong ones. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So now what you have to do is you have to do a little work on yourself and try to clear that out so that you don't draw those types in again. Because this person, the reason I don't think it's there yet is because it's not that same type. It's a different type.
Okay.
It's, you know, something that's better suited for you, something really where you're, what you're more in the line for. But you're not trusting that you are. I'm feeling like you're not trusting that you're worthy enough for it. That's why you're drawing in the other type.
Mm.
So although you want it, your self-worth needs to come up, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So work on your self-worth, you know, really like loving yourself, that sort of thing. Really, I don't mean in an arrogant way, but you know what I'm saying? Like just really believe in that you're a really good person and put out what you want. Sit down, make a list or whatever, what you want in a woman so that the universe can really hear what you want. And because right now you're sending mixed messages, you know, you're confusing. That's why you're still getting in that other type.
Okay.
But this person that's coming in, I feel like is bubbly, is full of fun, might even have a child. I don't know. But anyway, I'm not sure on that one. I want the child. They're saying child, so I don't know. But full of fun and will help you lift you up. Will help lift you up is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
You know,
that sounds good.
Not hold you up, but lift you up. You know what I mean by that?
Okay.
Yeah. So Veronica, what do you get?
Well, I get that you've actually had an intuitive sense of feeling who's right for you. But I also get that it's something that you've been actually exploring emotionally. There's actually a sense of you being able to express what is right, but I see that right now it's maybe about within yourself, and that you've had situations where you've felt a need to understand why you've been attracting the wrong type of people. Have you felt like that you've been let down by your intuition sometimes?
I've been let down by everybody I've been with.
Uh-huh.
The past few years.
Uh-huh.
And I was really willing to give up and just concentrate on money and not even put the love in it. Just give up on it and just focus on my money and it would come later. But then I couldn't do that. I decided, maybe I should co-create me a girlfriend, but I'm scared she'll be like the other ones. And maybe I'm not worthy of the good ones. Maybe they may not be interested in me. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like that right now there's a sense of maybe you're searching for the right person, but I get that on the emotional level, you're wanting to release insecurities from the past and being able to have a way of searching for an opportunity to really assess where things are in your life before you actually take that next step. And I see right now that this is about you having the courage to do that and being able to not be too emotionally involved in a sense. So
yeah, I always make that mistake too.
So and
I get really attached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that, so.
And Chris, we got to ask a quick favor just for fun here off the top of your head. If you were to pick a parent and adopt out a sea turtle here from Florida, would you give it to the totem reader who's very nice and loving of animals, or would you give it to the mermaid who seems to be very positive and loves the water creatures? Would you, which one would you choose, the totem reader or the mermaid?
The mermaid.
Okay. I think the mermaid's the parent. Thank you, Chris. We got to run. We are psychic.
Okay, thanks
a
lot.
Call us again, and we are loving all of it. We know all of you guys are teasing us. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and you know we'll now have it. Amy Mermaid is the official parent. We will be sending that to her from the Arcology here. I will send that out today from Psychics Gone Wild. She can pick the name of her baby turtle, and we'll be the proud parent here, and we'll get a birth certificate and all of that fun stuff. We are wild, and we want to keep going wild. So what I want to do with you guys now and ask you for a favor today when we're doing, we've got a couple more you're going to get in real quick. We want to keep doing this. Just let us know what else you've got. We've got 8 whole minutes, and so we're going to just try to get in a couple more on the phones. I know that a lot of you didn't get in today. I do apologize. Remember, how to get that full reading is to catch us, and that's what's really fun. I know it's fun to have this, and we love the socializing here, but I had someone write in there, October had a reading by Dina. She thinks she's phenomenal. I just thought we should share that. October, you're phenomenal. Thank you today for being in our room and helping and putting out such positive vibes. I love that. I had someone write me yesterday and ask me, why am I doing what I'm doing? I guess when I was a child, I got dropped on my head. No, I'm kidding. What I'm doing is because it's fun. 540, hello.
Hello. Hi, what's your name?
Karen.
Karen, and what's your question, Karen?
It's Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Yeah, Carrie.
Karen. Karen, yeah.
I've just been emotionally struggling with finances, and things are finally coming to a head, and emotionally I just don't know where to go or what to do. I feel like everything's falling apart. And I've asked for my mom to come visit me. She's passed away almost 3 years ago, and she used to be positive with me and help me keep my spirits up, and I don't have that now, so I'm trying to do it on my own, and I'm having a hard time. I'm just wondering if, you know, I am going to be able to get through this financially and spiritually to keep my sanity intact.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling like that not to hold on so tight. That's what I'm hearing. Don't hold on so tight. To let it go and to trust. Give it up to God and trust, as they say. You know. But in your case, I'm feeling like you're. It's like you're struggling. You're holding on too tight. You know what I mean? You don't want to let it go, which, of course, who wants to let things go? But sometimes when you do, they're saying that new doors are going to open for you. So when you have to let some doors close, it's because new doors with better things behind it are going to open for you. So as long as you hold on to that struggle, you're going to be in the struggle.
That's weird that you say that, because I was just feeling like that. I was like, okay, I should just let God take care of it and emotionally try to figure it out.
Yes, and this is what your mother's coming through. She is here. So this is what she's telling you. This is her advice to you. So to let go of the struggle and trust that these new doors that are going to open are going to be far better for you. There will be less struggle. There will be, in other words, finances might always be a tricky thing, but not if you trust. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's saying that if you let go of the struggle, then the money will flow back around to you a little bit easier.
Okay.
And so she also wants to thank you. She's saying thank you for you. I guess you did something to really help her, is what she's saying.
Yes, I took care of her before she passed away.
That's what she's thanking you for. So she wants to thank you, and she says that you have been every bit of a joy to her, is what she wants you to know. And that that even though she's on the other side, she's still with you every day, every day, every day. And she says it 3 times. So she wants you to know that. She says she does try to get through to you. She does hear you. and that you just happen to be, you have to be more open to that. She says, but once you let go of this struggle, even that part of your mind, your spiritual side of your mind, is going to be open and clear like you can't imagine. It's going
to
be like
I've been trying to figure out how to connect with her, and my other sister said that I need to find a way to calm my mind and just relax, you know, enough to where she can come, like meditation.
And that's what she's telling you. She says when you stop the struggle, and that your mind is going to be open, clear, and that is a beautiful thing. She's telling you to not worry about the finances too much. Were you offered a new job or looking for a new job?
No, I actually just got laid off. And that's why I'm right here near Thanksgiving, and I'm trying to figure out how to pay the bills. And
well, that's what she's telling you. You're going to get offered a new job. So she's saying don't worry, but let go of that. So your big message today is let go of that struggle. She's smiling. She's very much smiling, so she knows you're going to be all right. That's what she's telling you. Yeah, so don't worry and feel blessed for all that you have, because these new doors are going to be pretty good. That's what she's saying.
Okay, good. It definitely helps.
Yeah. Okay, Veronica?
I see that right now it looks like there's a sense of having inner strength, but I feel like that right now your finances are things to work on. So that's what you're actually looking at in the forefront of your mind. But this also looks like that you're also having to grieve over the loss in your life.
It's been really hard.
Yeah.
I used to talk to her every day, so it's been me trying to make a new normal for myself. Coming up on 3 years this December, so it's really hard.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And this looks like that this is also about seeing this opportunity for you as something that's unexpected. But I also get that in a spiritual sense, it's almost as though that you're seeing a way to have support spiritually. So it's something that the universe is having to take care of, and you're looking to feel your way through in this case. But also having passion and being able to be open to connecting with that passion. I get that you've been through a lot of emotional challenges in your life, and
yes.
Right now you're having to gain inner strength to feel more positive. Have you felt like you're on that path?
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. My mom was more of the person I would go to when I felt like I was, you know, going too far down. She'd always make me, you know, look at the positive side. And I don't have her here, so I'm trying to, I feel like I'm struggling within myself to, you know, find the positive and think positive and let the negative just drop off.
Uh-huh. Well, I also see that the message is to see what your passions are in your life and being able to look at your hobbies that you're sensitive to spiritually and having an opportunity to know that maybe you can actually find something that you're good at and something that you've done as a hobby and make it a job for you to try to get things paid off and bills paid. I see this as a stage of feeling able to be complete, but this also seems like it's something that will need to do that in time for you. There's a feeling of also being able to take things up to another level for yourself and having a way to feel more rewarded in a heartfelt sense. So it's something that you can actually rise above. It's just something I see as being able to take time.
And we thank you. We got to run, Veronica. We love you guys talking. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you so much.
call us again, and we apologize, but just when we get fun, it always does that. We're going to have a lot of individuals that are writing in again. Go back to the hour and a half shows. Sounds good. We're looking at it. We'll be talking about it. You know what that means. That means more fun, more psychics, more things together. Amy Kavanaugh will be naming her baby turtle on her show Wednesday. She has already been notified. She's very excited. She says she would like to go with it. So we may be having our mermaid. No, we can't release our mermaid. Then we wouldn't see her again. So Amy will still be in Jackson, and the mermaid's going. Love all you guys, and talk to you tomorrow on Friday's Psychics Gone Wild.